If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, January 13th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Just hours before the Capitol riots, President Trump took one last stab at convincing Vice President Pence to try and overturn the election, reportedly telling him, quote, "You can either go down in history as a patriot, or you can go down in history as a pussy." Well, that's motivating. After Pence rebuffed Trump and headed to the Capitol to oversee the Electoral College count, Trump blasted him in the speech that incited a mob to storm the building. And the growing dissension between the two, the New York Times reports that after Pence was evacuated to the basement, Trump never called to check on his safety. Instead, the president attacked his vice president on Twitter. The newspaper says that 5 days after the riots, Pence returned to the West Wing and was invited that evening to meet with Trump. While an official description of the hour-long conversation said it was good, other officials admitted privately that the chat was, quote, "nonsubstantive and stilted." It's interesting how lawmakers pick and choose which portions of the Constitution they deem are worthy. The House approved a resolution late Tuesday urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to have President Trump removed from office. But the vote was only symbolic. Pence sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier on Tuesday, notifying her that he would do no such thing, saying he would not, quote, "play political games." The vice president told Pelosi that, just as he had resisted pressure from Trump to attempt to overturn the election result last week, he will not yield to Democrats and get rid of the president. He went on to cite the Bible to stress that, quote, "now is the time to heal," and said invoking the 25th Amendment would, quote, "set a terrible precedent and only inflame tensions across the country." Pence's refusal to act means House Democrats will press on with new impeachment proceedings later on Wednesday. A bunch of Republican members of Congress refused to walk through metal detectors installed Tuesday as a security measure after the riot at the Capitol. HuffPost reported that roughly 10 members of the House skirted the scanners Tuesday night, with Representatives Jim Duncan, Ralph Norman, and Scott Perry refusing. Representative Lauren Boebert is said to have gone further, reportedly telling Capitol Police she would not allow them to search her bag after it set off the scanners. She later tweeted that magnetometers were, quote, "another political stunt by Speaker Pelosi." The Colorado Republican has spoken openly about bringing a gun, a Glock specifically, to the floor of the House. The metal detectors were not the only security measures put into place Tuesday. House members will now also be fined for not wearing masks. Multiple lawmakers tested positive for COVID-19 after being forced to shelter together during the insurrection. President Trump's YouTube account has been suspended for a week due to what the company called, quote, "concerns about the ongoing potential for violence." The move came in response to new content uploaded on Trump's channel Tuesday. YouTube, which is owned by Google, said Trump's channel will be, quote, "temporarily prevented from uploading new content for at least a week," meaning Trump may be cut off from posting videos for his millions of followers on Inauguration Day. Oh, poor Donnie. The company had been under mounting pressure to take action against Trump after Twitter, Facebook, and others gave him the boot following the deadly riots at the Capitol that he helped to incite. After a long push by advocates and her legal team to encourage the White House on clemency, President Trump's ongoing killing spree claimed its next life, Lisa Montgomery, the only female prisoner on federal death row. Trump and former Attorney General Bill Barr began the spree this past summer when the Supreme Court allowed the U.S. government to resume federal executions following a nearly two-decade pause. Montgomery was executed by lethal injection early on Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court lifted a late stay. Her face mask was removed and she was asked if she had any final words, in which she simply replied no. Montgomery was pronounced dead at 1:31 a.m. Advocates for Montgomery, her family, and her lawyers say she was, quote, profoundly mentally ill and had suffered a life of horrific sexual abuse, physical trauma, and torture from her mother and stepfather. About a week ago, a clemency package had been submitted to the White House. Montgomery's sister had written a letter to Trump about their lives as siblings and the rapes she and her sister endured, even gang rapes. But it's unclear if Trump had even seen the letter. Advocates said that putting off the planned execution even by just over a week could have spared Montgomery. President-elect Biden, who is set to be inaugurated on January 20th, opposes capital punishment and is expected to halt the execution spree once he's in office. A memorial for a Phoenix civil rights icon was ruined when intruders shouted racial slurs on the live stream. According to the Arizona Republic, after just 20 minutes, a public service on Zoom and Facebook Live for former city councilman Calvin Good descended into chaos when unmuted viewers interrupted the current mayor with the N-word and other slurs. Officials attributed the actions to hackers. Good died at the age of 93, 2 days before Christmas. Local police and the FBI are investigating the incident. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.